Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
More than two centuries ago, our nation's founding fathers paid heavily for the freedoms we enjoy today. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their honor so we could live without oppression or tyranny. So very often, we take these rights for granted. We are reminded of them when we hear of oppressive dictators in other countries or corrupt governments. We are truly blessed that over 200 years ago, men seeking to break from such oppressive tyranny sat down and drafted key documents that have stood the test of time. One of the fundamental rights we have been given is the right to vote. Did you know that in presidential elections, generally less than 50% of the voting population actually votes? Not everyone who is eligible to vote is even registered to vote. And in years where there is no presidential race, the number of people who vote is even lower. In some countries, people have lost their lives trying to vote. How sad that the right to vote we enjoy in this country is denied to people living in oppressed countries elsewhere in the world, and still some citizens in America fail to vote. Thousands of men lost their lives securing our right to choose who leads our government. Those brave patriots wanted us to live without the uncertainty and possible tyranny of a monarchy. They wanted to give us the right to elect our leaders and then have the ability to change those leaders a few short years later by voting for someone else. Let me encourage you today that if you are not already registered to vote, that you please do so. Most registrars' offices require you to register at least a month before an election. Many locales have made it easier to vote by giving you the option to register to vote when you visit the Division of Motor Vehicles in your state to renew your license or car registration. Our Legislative Action Center actually makes it easy for you to find out the registration requirements in your area, and in many cases print out the form you need. You can find that link at prolifeperspective.com. Registering to vote takes only minutes to do, and you only have to register again if, for example, you move or have a name change due to marriage. I would also like to encourage you to become an informed voter. Learn what you can about the issues involved in an election and the positions of the candidates. Websites you know you can trust, such as National Right to Life's or those of our affiliates, often contain information about particular issues and the views of national candidates for office. With this information in hand, you will know that you are voting for the candidate who supports your beliefs. Remember, an educated voter is an empowered voter. It is vital that we as Americans do what we can to ensure that our rights and values remain in force for generations to come. We must also work toward the day when abortion no longer destroys future generations and that they too can enjoy the right to vote. To do that, we must secure our rights by using them faithfully and continuously. We are told in Matthew chapter 22, verse 21, to render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and render unto God that which is God's. We have been given stewardship of some of the most priceless treasures ever given to any nation of people. The rights we hold as citizens, including the right to vote, are duties we have been given, and as good stewards, we have a responsibility to use them wisely. Again, let me encourage you to get involved in one of the most fundamental rights we have by registering to vote and then vote for the candidates who support your beliefs. And again, if you need information on how to register or where to register, please go to our website at www.prolifeperspective.com. Again, that website is www.prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.